My voice, I feel like, sounds...
What's up, Stoner, Stonette, Stone-its? We're back for another episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your blunts, bronze, papers, pipes, whatever the fuck you like smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit, let's start this shit.
And get high.
I'm already high.
Nice.
What's up, JP?
What's up, B-Rand?
Not much, man. Fucking, What's up, Cole? Let's not skip you.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good, pretty good. The hype this weekend, man, this fucking Chinese spy balloon, man.
I've been watching that shit all day.
That's what I couldn't wait to talk about, man.
What is a spy balloon?
Some outdated shit. I think it's very arrogant of America to think that China is going to send a balloon. Like, they ain't got drones like us.
They could fuck us up if they wanted to.
But I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
If they did send it, it's like they were trying to do it like China said, because they admitted to it. They said it was a weather balloon. That's what they were trying to convince.
I seen this meme that said, said weather balloon. Totally not a spy.
That goddamn South Park.
But, a weather balloon. What, they claim it just got away from them? Or it just...
No, they said they was testing. They was using it to test, like, whatever the fuck that shit's called, like atmosphere or whatever, like doing tests or getting data. You know, some bullshit.
Sorry, let's say that is true. Then they still violated our air laws, I'm sure.
Yeah,
being here and not fucking telling us.
Okay, so this is apparently not the first spy balloon that's been over the United States since Biden's been in office. It's the second one.
Yeah, I would just start. No, look.
What if it wasn't even the first one, like, period? Like, okay, since Biden's been in office, there's something with every president. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just ignore it.
And that's hard to ignore. I don't know, man. I just think there's a couple possibilities with this thing. I don't think it's a fucking threat. I really don't.
Do we know for sure that it's China's?
Well, they're not denying it.
So what I had heard, yeah. So I didn't know that China was claiming it, and I also heard that they have the camera off of the spy balloon, and they have accessed it. They're in the process of going through it to find out who the owner is. But, like, this some shit, like, these balloons, man, this is, like, 50s technology, 1950s.
Maybe.
I don't think they had them that big, though, in the 50s. They said this thing was the size of 3 buses.
Oh, it was like that. So, was it more like a Zeppelin?
It wasn't no birthday balloon, JP.
No, was it more like a Zeppelin?
What's a Zeppelin? I don't know
what that is. Lamp?
No, like those big-ass fucking things, dude.
Those big-ass fucking things. There's a lot of big-ass
fucking things. I call that my dick, man.
There's a brand called Big Ass Fans, and they're big fans.
Nah, man, you know a Zeppelin. It's like they used them in the war days. Zeppelin.
Like Led Zeppelin?
Yes, exactly. And they look one of these things.
I would have thought that was a blimp.
That's not... Blimps are smaller.
But I would have thought that, though.
Yo, are blimps even a thing?
No, this was like a fucking balloon.
The Goodyear blimp be over football games and shit.
No, I mean, like... You ain't never just seen a random-ass blimp just blow through the sky, dude. And
I feel like I have.
Well, think of the word itself, blimp. Like, what the fuck is...
What's a blimp?
Yo, that whole fucking thing is...
You said it was the size of 3 buses. So this thing was pretty fucking big.
That's what they say.
I don't know, man. This whole thing, man, like, every year they make us scared or something. Like, one year I thought fucking Cuba was going to bomb us, then I thought Russia was going to bomb us, and then China, and then it was Russia again, and it's China again. And I guess I'm just tired of thinking somebody's going to bomb us and they ain't doing shit. What if it was just another ploy, just another distraction? Like, they let this thing fly across the entire fucking country. It went through Alaska, went through Canada, went through Montana, all the way down to Myrtle Beach. Then Myrtle Beach, they're circling it with fighter jets. Circling it.
This thing did?
Yeah. It went all the way across the country.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, South Carolina was the first to make a big deal about it.
Whoa. That's weird.
I just don't see how they got all this information about it already. Like, they know exactly where it come from. They knew it was a surveillance balloon. They knew what it was doing, where it was going. Like, it seems like they already knew it was, like, they got too much information about it. And it just happened. Like, they've been knowing the hell going on. Biden's probably in cahoots with the Chinese.
And allegedly, like, I'm not saying this, like, I believe it. And Trump was involved with Russia. You know, it's always something.
Russia
it's just
cool.
Our government. Like, I think it's all a distraction, man. It's all a fucking ploy.
I'm still going to get
dude,
out regardless.
You know what's crazy, bro? For some reason. Alright, so, like, I'm not going to go there, but I got this book. And what you just said made me think of Hitler. Right? So, somebody gave me this book. And it's called Conversations with God. And at first sight, I was like, what the fuck is this? The fuck you want me to, like, this is not my type of thing. But I decided to open it up. And it started talking about Hitler. And I was like, yo, what the fuck am I reading? So I turned it back to the cover and it said, an uncommon dialogue. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I started flipping through it, dude, and it's just like all this weird shit. And I was like, wow.
So it's basically a whole Hitler book?
That's what I got out of it.
I was about to say, because I was so confused.
Same.
So did you end up reading the book?
Nah. I have it, though.
So you still don't really know what the book is about.
Nope.
But you took 3 minutes explaining this book. And I know less about the book now than I did before. I don't know how that's possible, but I know less about it than before you even brought it up.
No, because I just thought it was weird that, like...
Speaking of, like, the things you bring up, Cole said you pissed him off with your story last part. He said it's so bad it pissed him off.
Yo, that shit was great, man.
That was horrible.
That is quality humor.
I mean, maybe if you wrapped it up quicker, it'd been like funny
yo, but
joke type shit.
Y'all are still talking about it, though.
Yeah, not really.
You literally just brought
I
it
mean,
up.
Literally
what do you mean?
Just, but for the sake of the show.
For the sake of the show, you still talk about it.
I guess. It was still a waste of fucking time.
For the sake of the show, don't do no shit like that anymore. They
don't
get that shit off.
Oh, man. Yo, next pod, I'm coming with it.
He said you losing people that way. I don't know if we can prove it though.
Well, I didn't watch it last week.
Shit, this fucking weather balloon, man. So, what do you think it is, man? Like, did you know anything about it coming to?
No, but I saw a super big balloon with panties that looked like a butt. And I thought...
Was this at the Freedom Weekend of Law?
No, this was on the Freedom Insta Aloft. It was on Instagram. That was a bad joke. But anyways, and it said something about the China balloon on it, so I thought that's what it was.
You thought that's how it actually looked?
Yeah. And that's all I knew about it, because up until now, I was like, why does it look like a butt?
I mean, there is a possibility that China's a threat. You know, like, the coronavirus, it's from China, you know, whatever the fuck Trump said. And then, like, right after that, we were Americans were getting these strange seeds in the mail. The news came out and was like, don't plant the seeds. I think it's from China.
That happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were afraid that this might be, like, you plant the seeds, something will grow, but they were afraid it'd be an invasive species that would kill the natural plants around it.
Wow. How long ago did that happen, dude? That's crazy.
This was like 2020, 2021, shit like this. Damn, this is like when everybody was locked at home with nothing better to do but point the seeds they just got in the mail.
Wow.
I mean, I never heard any more of it, like, as far as people that did plan it, whatever. I never heard nothing more of it, but, yeah. It was. I mean, we got some in the mail. Like, I knew what they were talking about when I seen it on the news.
There was this girl who went to the hospital because of chest pains. And so they did the x-ray, and they found a little tree had started growing in the lungs. Because she worked with plants and she had actually accidentally inhaled some spores.
And that white dot's the blue.
But what?
They shot it down.
They should have shot it down as soon as they found out it was flying over the United States.
Yeah, they waited until it got to South Carolina.
They can't fly shit in our country. It's illegal.
So there was the other conspiracy, or I don't know exactly what it was. You were telling me this earlier. That this was a test. The next balloon is supposed to contain some shit inside of it. That once it got shot down.
What do you mean the next balloon?
This was a test. A test is always followed up by the real deal, right?
Is it?
I mean, that's how it works. Right. Theoretically. You know, that's why you do a test that you can try.
Process.
Yeah.
Like going to space.
Yeah, so theory is that this was a test. Fucking next balloon is supposed to contain some shit inside of it. It's down, like, what did you say? It's going to, like, damage the ecosystem, kill, like, let out a poison or something.
It's going to be like the next coronavirus.
I feel like we have more important shit to worry about than a balloon.
I mean, if that's true, if it really came from China, then nah, we should worry about it. But why do we let it travel so far?
Do you know?
It was said that it went over every nuclear station. Why'd you allow it to?
Do you know China like controls 85% of the world's natural resources? Like they own most of the corn, most of the black oil, most of the aluminum.
I didn't, but I believe it. I mean, like they're definitely a powerhouse.
China is yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm talking about the idea, like, we think of America as running the world, and some of that's our arrogance, and some of it's true. But what
if it runs the world? We know because this is where we live.
That's true too, but we also, well, at least those of us in this room, we also believe that there's like something behind the scenes that pulls the strings. Like, it's not really the president.
Yeah.
With that, what if it's really England that quietly runs fucking everything? What, they still run us? They still run the fucking world, and they're just looked at as this fucking, like, reformed country that ain't the same.
Dude,
like,
I think
still holds on to their dear queen. Like,
oh, she
I
died.
Think, I
bro.
Think
she did. She
I
did,
think if they did are doing that, then they're doing a good job at it. Cause man, them Brits seem soft, man.
They don't have any ties to us, but I feel like it would be Switzerland.
Where the fuck you get this shit from?
Because we talked about this before, bro. Like, you look throughout history, nobody fucks with Switzerland. Back on Hitler conquered every country around Switzerland, but he didn't fuck with Switzerland. Because they have the best banks, and banks run shit, dog. That's why when people, like, get caught money laundering, a lot of times it's in a Swiss bank. Because they got shit going on. They don't have any ties to us, not that I'm aware of, like England does, or like the British and all that shit. But, like, I don't know, bro. I feel like they will be the low-key the ones to fuck some shit up just because nobody fucks with them. And there's got to be a reason that nobody fucks with them.
I know, it's just because they just stay to themselves. But I guess that's what they would want you to think.
I mean, but the whole Hitler thing, why would he just not do Switzerland? Like, what was so special about Switzerland for him to do all the countries around it, but he didn't fuck with Switzerland?
Is that how it worked? Like,
that's how it was, dude. He
did
conquered.
You get this out of the book you read?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know a map, and I don't know exactly who he invaded. Like, that was a long time ago that we even learned that shit. So, I mean, did he really attack all around Switzerland? I thought Switzerland was kind of like across the water.
He conquered a lot of countries around the area.
Switzerland not an ally to them?
No, they it's a no. That's why people say like it's a. It became a phrase like on Switzerland. Like they say neutral.
I didn't know that. Swiss, the cheese. Yo, I bet cheese wouldn't be their mascot. It should be, but I bet it's not.
Who's mascot?
Never heard of said Swiss Army knife, because, like, you never heard of the Swiss Army, but you hear their knife.
Because they do it fucking up. Bro, see, that's that shit that I'm talking about, bro. That's that shit that I'm talking about, bro. See, we be in tune with Switzerland. We just don't even know it. We got the cheese. We got the knives. We got the neutral. What else is Swiss? The Swiss wristwatch.
I think it's from the same company that makes the knives.
K-Swiss.
Don't even know what that is, but it sounds legit. So I'm with it.
It's a pair of shoes that they used to wear back in the day. If you get caught wearing a pair of those nowadays, you're going to be like, what are those?
It's like, just like felines.
Look like the big China balloon spies on your feet.
He's a spy. Oh, shit.
Dude.
You got something? You spit it out.
Yo, so I heard a guy say some shit that I thought was interesting. Because, you know, I like to talk about religion and shit like that. Like, it's interesting. So this guy was basically explaining that there are only two religions. You have Eastern religion, where you pray to one or maybe more gods, and you're on a righteous path and all that shit. And then there's Eastern religion, where you don't focus on any of that. You sit down and you turn inward, and you reach a higher level of consciousness to ultimately get to the same goal. And I was like, because if you break it down, like, I don't know, bro. All this shit is the fucking same, dude.
I think the multiple gods, I don't know if the multiple gods is the same. Like, I mean, I guess it would depend on the deeper. I mean, but like, I think of like Greek mythology and the Roman mythology, and it's a little different. Some of it's the same, but like, I don't know. They had to have a god for everything because they didn't have the same science we have now to explain some things. I don't want to say they didn't have any science, like especially when we talk about Roman Empire.
It was a way of war.
But it was just, I don't know. They had to have a god for everything because they just didn't understand the shit. I mean, they had a god of war. Like, why do you need it? Like, why would you need a god for war? Like,
dude, why not? Like, the ancient Egyptians, bro. You gonna tell me they weren't onto some shit? And they had a lot of guys for a lot of different shit. But, okay, theirs made sense. A little more sense.
Before they go to war? Before they go out on that battlefield?
They do. But, like, there's also been religious wars. Like, religion has created a lot of war. And to me, that is odd. Because they're fighting over who's right. But you're kind of like, you're murdering to prove that you're right. And as a Christian, that's one of the Ten Commandments. Do not murder. Like, and it's not so much on the soldiers. I really put it on, like, the people that run the shit, you know. Because soldiers sign up thinking they fight for their country, their cause. And they are, and, you know, I respect that of any type, really. But
so I remember.
I don't know. It's just, to me, it's contradictory to fight over religion.
I remember learning when I was in school.
Yeah.
But then America, United States, mainly a Christian country, like they base their laws off of the same, like, kind of shit, you know?
It was like they really just wanted their freedom, not others. They worded it like they wanted, like, freedom for all, but things were worded that way, but wasn't added out that way.
Yeah,
I was listening to this interview, and it was a British actor, and y'all would know him if you seen him, but I can't think of his name. I think he's gay. But this Christian lady was arguing with him. She was basically just like, I don't see how you don't believe in God. And he's like, well, you know how you don't believe in Ganesh. You don't believe in Anubis or any other gods from any other mythology. She's like, yeah, that's insane. I was like, okay, in that same way, I don't believe in your god. I was like, yo, he's spitting right now. Yo, it makes perfect sense, dude. And, man.
That's what I tell people all the time. I believe in a god, but I don't believe in your god. The same god that they push upon us. The same mind control and religion shit. I don't believe
yo,
in
and
god.
You know what I also noticed? And I was talking to somebody at work, and he brought up a good point. We were talking about shit along the lines of this, but I brought up the point that God is a title, not a name.
Yeah.
And then he brought up the fact that in the Bible they use it as a name and not a title. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, they say God, not the God, not God of.
Yeah, he's right. And I don't even know if they mention God's name. Like, because there's some people that
Howard
believe.
Howard be the name.
Because there's, like, some people that believe, you know, like, he has a name. I've heard it. Joshua is Jesus. And then I think there was something else for God. And I can't think of it right now. But
dude, bro, you're spitting right now. Like, okay, so, you know, y'all ever just seen the, like, it's like a stereotype for meditation. You hear
Yahweh.
People go,
Yeah, Yahweh.
Yahweh. Yeah, you're right. Well, okay, so, in Indian culture, that is called a mantra. Something that you do in repetition. So, like, the Catholics will repeat Hail Marys. So, in a sense, it's the same fucking thing. Even Tantric Tibetan Buddhism does the same shit. And even the fucking Greek Orthodox Church, they're into some same shit too. And then going from that same word, even in the Bible, they'll be like, Amen. Or Amen, depending on where you're looking. And it's like, all this shit's the fucking same, dude. Right. Isn't that shit crazy?
Yeah.
And
it all connects. It does.
And even atheists have a lot of similar beliefs. They just don't believe in a God.
Now, if it comes down to it, can our God take China's God?
Goddamn right.
I don't know,
America,
bro.
America, baby.
I don't think so.
You don't think? What I'm asking is, can we take China?
Can we? Nah, dude.
Man, shit.
Because God bless America, pretty much.
Man, look.
You don't think so?
Man,
I think we'll take China.
I think the South could take China.
Yeah, I think we're good.
No,
I think
it is.
I think the South could take anybody.
It is. I've always heard that with all the guns in America, though, like talking about citizens, American army, which is whatever, just people that own guns, there's more people with guns in the U.S. than any standing army of any country.
Yeah,
but I don't know, bro. Something about those Asian countries, bro. They be fucking people
up. I'm scared
up.
They know Chinese kung fu and shit, and I don't want to get my ass kicked. If I ever get in a fight, man.
We ain't gotta get that close.
Dude, they be building tunnels on the ground and shit, dog. Like,
man,
they're
like little moles, aren't they?
Yes, dude. Like, you know how, like.
I'm sorry, I don't like that.
We may have
that
came out.
That was just meant to be
funny.
That was just meant to be
dude,
funny.
They be doing the crazy shit, man. They be suicide bombing and shit. Like,
who, Chinese people?
Yeah, with the TIE fighters, they just be driving planes into shit.
Listen, you know how we beat the Chinese?
Oh, that was Japanese.
You know how we beat the Chinese?
That was racist. Sorry for all my Chinese people. I didn't mean to.
Man, we got. It just keeps worse and worse each week, JP. The racism got to stop, man.
I apologize, dude.
It's got to stop, man. It's got to stop.
I caught it. Shout out my Chines. Yeah, you got
I'm
me
just
fucked
glad you
up,
didn't
bro.
Go with one like that makes sense. Like, I'll take Chines because it's new. It's not one that they've already said don't say. I'll take Chines.
It's just an abbreviation of their name.
Yeah.
There's no like slang.
Well, I would have worried that you would have said something that like has already been said. Should say.
What the fuck Chines doing with that wall anyway?
It's just great.
I thought that's where they made the food at.
This is great and fabulous.
Dude, they probably have like wall butlers. Seems like the kind of place.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, but it was put up to keep the Mongolians out. Because from trying to conquer China.
Mongolians still a problem?
No, but the wall's great because it kept them out. So why take it down? It wasn't like the one in Germany.
You ever heard that Mongolian rock band?
Well, the Who? They be going in. I fuck with them.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be bumping their shit, dog.
I know what you're talking about because that South Park episode.
I really just know like one song. Or I don't even hardly know it. straight up. But, yeah, I think we'll take them. What else was I want to talk about? Oh, I was reading the other day, T-Pain was recently on a podcast. And he said that his hit song, I'm in Love with a Stripper, was never meant to even be a real song. He said he made the song to make fun of his friend. Him and his friend went out to a strip club, well, I think it was a group of them. But one of the guys, like, as soon as the girl gave him a lap dance, he was wanting to pay for, this is what he said, he was wanting to pay for her tuition, wanting to move her into his house. So then he was in the studio and just started singing, I'm in love with a stripper. So then his friend was like, yo, you should make that and give it to him as a joke. So he records some shit, just gives to his friend as a joke. Fucking, you know, label, I guess they technically, I don't know how shit works. You know, he was probably on their studio time, so they're going to hear everything he recorded, I guess. They hear it. They're like, yo, we're putting this out. It's like, nah, man, this song ain't meant to be like. It's like, nah, it was more than a joke. We're putting it out.
Oh, so he accidentally made a hit. And now that shit.
When it became a hit.
And now, it has surpassed being a hit. I feel like at this point, honestly, for that era, it's a classic for that genre.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it has way surpassed just being a hit. Because there are a lot of hits that aren't classics, but if you think there are no classics, it wasn't a hit.
You gotta give it time to call it a classic, and it's been time. Like, we getting old.
And it's still relevant. Like, people be bumping that shit, man. Like, you might even hear it come on the radio every now and again.
Oh, you gonna hear it at the strip club. Oh,
yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was hilarious reading that, and I just started as a damn joke.
It would've been crazy if that would've been his first ever song, though, too, and then he'd have blew up off of it.
Oh, hell yeah, it would've been.
It's still crazy just fucking around still.
But, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like, I always thought the song was, like, we liked it because it was vibey and shit. But I always thought it was a little funny, like, being in love with this shit. But I always thought it was a little, you know, so I get it. And he's probably like, damn, I made this song making fun of it. Everybody thinks that now everybody thinks it's cool to be in love with a stripper, probably, because that's how music be working.
I pretty much took it at face value.
Like, he was in love with a stripper? I kind of.
I knew that he wasn't, but in the picture that the song painted, yeah.
Right, I didn't.
Because I didn't know, I still don't know the lyrics of the song. I just know the.
I took it as, like, it's probably, like, exaggerated true feelings. Like, you know, he might have been feeling the stripper or something. Like, maybe nothing. Maybe he never really tried to take her out or nothing. But, you know, it's just like, oh, man, I should make a song like this.
See,
like,
I thought it was like.
Yeah, it's that pre-nut syndrome.
I kind of thought the same shit, but, like, he was trying to say, like, whore or some shit in different terms.
Yeah.
Like, he fell in love with the wrong bitch type shit, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, it could be any kind of.
That's what I just got out of it, because, you know, just like, I don't know.
Wow, that's a great way, though. Said he was ready to pay her tuition. And there be dudes out here tricking like that, too, man.
I guess they ain't tricking if you got it. I ain't got it. I ain't got it. Tricks are for kids, and I ain't got none.
Yo, there was a, what do y'all know about aliens?
We talk about aliens all the time.
What do y'all know about UFOs?
You call them UFOs.
Well, there was
now.
A UFO in the sky the other day. It was a Chinese balloon.
Oh.
The proper term is UAPs.
Straight up. Man, fuck the UAPs, dude. That is the weirdest.
What is UAP?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
What the fuck?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
No, we ain't gonna
do that. It's a more complicated way to say the same exact right, fucking
you said
thing.
You said it was
like,
called what?
UAP.
UAP. I heard two U's. UAP?
No, unidentified aerial.
I guess it's too much, man. It's just confusing me, man.
Dude, it's the same unidentified flying object. First word is the same.
Yeah.
I guess it's unidentified sounds like a big word right now.
It sounds like two words if you break it down.
I guess that's what I heard then. I don't know. A little stoned at the moment.
No, but there's a, there was a UFO in the clouds. Well, actually, they called it a flying saucer.
They used the flying saucer? What article was this? Like, was this the Herald? Like,
he got this shit out of the Hitler book.
You were on the Onion, were you? This motherfucker telling us what the Onion saw.
Yeah, what's the onion?
Known satire.
What's like, a satire? I'm unfamiliar with that word.
You don't know what a satire is, bro? Like, satire is like what South Park is, pretty much. It's satire is like look it up. Like, look up the definition. It's basically,
you can't explain it.
I'm going to explain it, but I don't know if it's going to do enough justice.
Right.
It's like you take some real shit and you kind of exaggerate and make fun of it. So,
like everything.
Yeah, like everything. Like everything South Park does. South Park is a satire.
No, it makes sense. Okay, so you want me to read the definition? You were pretty much spot on, except you didn't word it in the way that a definition would be worded. But that's okay because of the conversation.
Spot on.
All right, so the definition is satire. Noun. The use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose and criticize people's stupidity or vices, particularly in the context of contemporary politics and other topical issues. Okay, hold on, I have to finish. Let me finish.
Right.
Used in a sentence. The crude satire seems to be directed at the fashionable protest singers of the time. Origin. Hold on, let me finish. Origin. Early 16th century. Hold on. From French or from Latin, satira. Later form of satura, meaning poetic medley. And that's all.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you want to read the definition in Spanish or some shit too?
No, but it gives me three more definitions if you want.
Look up the Urban Dictionary definition if you don't mind. You know, we'd love to hear it.
We got nothing but time.
Dude, I will. Okay, just give me a second.
Before you got to the sentence, man, I said that word for word. Like, I swear.
Spot on.
I fucking killed it.
You wrote that shit.
Did that come from my Wikipedia page?
No, that was just...
You made it when you got a Wikipedia page. I mean, I don't have one, but if anybody ever made me one, that's when you know you made it.
I thought it was Guinness World Records, but
there's different ways to make it, man. I like that one too, man.
Gotta get the Guinness, man.
Alright, I got an idea. Let's see if there is a opening for longest podcast ever. See if we can beat it.
Dude, I'll look that shit up right now, dude.
Yeah, I think all this right. is the one we can do.
Alright, so...
Yo, it's all about willpower.
We need some help, though.
We don't need help. You gotta stay up the whole time?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Whatever it is, we gotta... I think we can do it. I think if we plan this properly, this might be one we can do. We need, like, topics. We need games.
We need treats. We need to be trying to beat other world records while we're doing it.
Yo, that would be dope, man. I think we can do this. Anybody good at hula hooping? JP seems like a hula hooper.
Call T-Pain, he knows a stripper.
Yo, no. I can bring in some yoga.
What about some, you think you can break some jump rope records?
Shit, maybe. I don't doubt my abilities.
All right, have you looked it up yet? What's the long?
I can do push-ups,
yet.
Easy.
How do we make an entry if it's not one yet?
You have to record it.
You would have to record it first.
We have to be like camera live.
We'd have to somehow prove that it's definitely the longest.
Yeah.
No, okay, all right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You want it in terms of hours or days?
No,
real shit. All
right, tell me the days.
I figured it's going to be like a week.
Damn, tell me the days.
Oh, 6.5 days.
I was close.
How?
153 hours.
You don't think we can beat it?
Yo, fuck yeah, I do.
Alright.
Yo, you don't know.
I just need some questions answered because originally we're like, you gotta be up the whole time.
Well, we would have to. Yeah, we would have to tag team out.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. So how do we do that?
Stack up some vacation days at work. No. Like, if you really want to do this,
is that allowed? Like,
why would it?
Like, or how did they do it? How did the person who got 6 days? How did they do it? Like, I had to, right? I had to tag team out. Like, it's one show, but fucking.
Yeah, it was a Dutch team.
We need a Guinness World Record of American shit, man.
Well, that would bring something back to America. Beat a Dutch team, right. Bring it back home. All
right, but I'm saying we need our own, too. Shit.
I mean, that's like what fucking sports and competition is all about. Like, boxing is all about fucking countries. Bring it back home. Which is, yeah, damn. That's going to be harder than I thought, man.
I was thinking about a week.
Well, why would it be easy?
I was thinking like 24, 48, 76. I could have seen about 72 hours, like something around there, like no more than 3 days is what I was thinking. Are you reading information?
Are you getting the rules for us?
No, I'm trying to find a different one because that one I ended up reading was the longest audio live stream podcast. We're not live streaming, so I don't know if that would apply to us. It's just something to take into consideration. So I was rescrolling through Google to see what else popped up.
Unless we just have to live stream it for it to count.
Yeah, because I don't think.
Yo, can you not just fucking call Guinness? I'm about to see if they.
Just call them. Like, get their fucking 800 number.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Let me see what's up.
Hey, this. If they answer, ask them where the fuck's Waldo at, too.
Trying to think what else I had to talk about, though, because you're not getting anything quick over here. We had, let's see. Damn, I know I had something else. What else has happened? Pro Bowl's going on this weekend.
Yeah, shit's fucking not interesting, man. I'm disappointed as hell.
This shit is, I haven't really watched it. I've seen some clips and stuff, but doesn't sound good. Like, I want to see football-related games.
Yeah,
and I know there's been a couple. Like, I watched the quarterback passing. Like, balloon toss. Fucking whack.
Okay, I don't like the balloon toss, but I do like the dodgeball one. I think that's one interesting. But tic-tac-toe, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, the fuck is that?
Like, golfing, like, who can drive the ball the farthest. Like, what the fuck does that got to do?
Like, I'm a football player, not a golfer.
Oh, yo, we can explore the world record database, and then you could choose a world record to attempt or set your own if there isn't one.
So we can make
so
up something.
So basically, we have to fill out an application and apply.
So we can make up something like that ain't even in there.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But they wouldn't have to accept it though. But if it's worth it, I mean, they have a lot of dumb stuff.
Stacking cans, bro.
Stacking fuck. No, I'm sure that's in there. I bet it is.
Man, hell no.
I bet it is.
Hell no.
Oh, it has a list of criteria that we have to meet. Nah. All right. So, every record title must fulfill all of the following criteria. They must be measurable. Can it be measured objectively? What is the unit of measurement? We do not accept applications based on subjective variables. For example, beauty, kindness, and loyalty. Breakable. Can the record be broken? Our record titles must be open to being challenged. 2. Standardizable. Can the record be repeated by someone else? Is it possible to create a set of parameters and conditions that all challengers can follow? Has to be verifiable. Can the claim be proven? Will there be accurate evidence available to prove it occurred? Based on one variable. Is the record based on one and measured in one unit of measurement? And last, the best in the world. Has anyone else done better? If your record suggestion is new, then Guinness World Records will set a challenging minimum requirement for you to beat.
So So you come up with some shit and they tell you to do it better.
that's
the bullshit right there.
Yeah,
that's scamming. Like, who comes
so
up with rules
I guess
for this shit?
Technically, what we should look up is if there's already a longest audio po-
we have to search their database.
Yeah. Because we don't really, we don't, and it's a different world between visual and audio. Like, visual, you can do different type of shit, waste time. Audios, you got to make noise. That's what it all comes down to.
You
got to
damn pick guitar.
You got
to
make some kind of noise. But yeah, I mean, that's something we should look into. And maybe we can do that. I think that's about to be possible.
Yo, I am so with it, bro. Yo, we can do it, dog. Yeah. Yo, could you imagine?
Never fucking even look at me and throw them fucking words together again.
Yo, what?
No, man, that was too light. American version of Austin Powers right now. he looked at me and was like, we can do it, man. Yeah. Like, what?
Yo, I didn't say it like that.
That's how you said it?
That's not how I said it, dog.
Now that he said it, he kind of did sound like that.
I felt very uncomfortable.
I'm going to go smoke a cancer stick.
I'm glad I can bring those feelings to you.
Strong well, man.
You're retarded.
Wow.
Oh, man. This has been great, man. Fucking, did you have anything else to talk about?
Nope.
I felt like I had something that I'm forgetting. We talked about the fucking weather balloon the whole fucking time. Damn.
There's important shit going on right now.
It really is, man.
Is it raining?
Nah. That's the static. Oh, you don't have your headphones on.
Static when I had it in my headphones.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Alright, man, I guess we're getting out of here, man. Fucking. What did I say last episode? I feel like I had a closure last episode, didn't I?
I have no idea.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't remember these things, bro.
Well, anyways, you know, if you like it, you know, follow, subscribe, and check us out on the next episode.
Yo, hit the phone number up. You probably don't know it. We probably don't have it, but hit it up.
Yeah. Ha ha.